USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The trial for former President Trump's impeachment in the Senate is now getting dialed in. Opening arguments will be on February 8th. On Monday, the House will send to the Senate the articles of impeachment charging Trump with incitement of insurrection. The senators will be sworn in on Tuesday, with arguments beginning around 2 weeks later. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said there needs to be accountability.
The January 6th insurrection at the Capitol, incited by Donald J. Trump, was a day none of us will ever forget.
But House Republican Leader Kevin McCarthy disagrees.
I don't believe he provoked if you listen to what he said at the rally.
Also, a South Carolina elections lawyer, Butch Bowers, has been hired to defend Donald Trump. He's now the first president to have an impeachment trial after leaving office. This is USA Radio News.
Here's some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or more importantly, if you sign up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare, and MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing program. It's been around for 25 years. They have more than 400,000 members now around the country. And get this, over the years, MediShare members have shared more than $2 billion of each other's medical bills, so they could help share your needs too. And best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is around $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. So if you think you're stuck with a high-cost health plan that doesn't have much to offer, think again. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. There's no pressure. They're super easy to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer said that the full chamber will consider Janet Yellen's nomination to be Treasury Secretary on Monday. The move came after the Senate Committee on Finance voted 26-0 to send Yellen's nomination to the full Senate for consideration. If confirmed, Yellen, who was the first woman to chair the Federal Reserve, will also be the first woman to head the Treasury Department. The Biden administration has begun halting most deportations for 100 days so it can review and reset the enforcement priorities. This after the Trump administration instituted a zero-tolerance policy for undocumented migrants. The move prompted a lawsuit filed by Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton and fulfills the campaign promise by President Biden to immediately move away from the hardline stance of U.S. immigration policy. The moratorium on deportations is just one of several moves that President Biden made this week regarding immigration policy. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Broadcasting legend Larry King has passed away at a hospital in Los Angeles. He had been receiving treatment for COVID-19. King, who had type 2 diabetes, had been in the hospital since late December. He was the host of Larry King Live from 1985 to 2010 on CNN. Then following that, he had the show Larry King Now, which was on Hulu and RT America. He also wrote a newspaper column for USA Today. He appeared in many movies and films as himself. Larry King was 87. The Senate has confirmed Lloyd Austin as the new Defense Secretary. With more, here's USA Radio Network's John Clemens.
The 67-year-old Lloyd Austin was granted a waiver that stated to serve as the Pentagon chief, that person would have had to have been out of the military for 7 years. The four-star Army general spent over 40 years in uniform, retiring in 2016. He easily passed the vote in the Senate.
The yeas are 93, the nays are 2, and the nomination is confirmed.
With that vote, Austin, who once served as U.S. Central Command leader, becomes the first black chief at the Pentagon. Austin also promised to recuse himself from any decision involving Raytheon Technologies, where he was serving on the Defense Contractors Board of Directors. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.